is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The U.S. struck three Iranian nuclear sites during Israel's air campaign. President Donald Trump says Iran's nuclear sites were completely and fully obliterated.
Remember, there are many targets left. Tonight's was the most difficult of them all, by far, and perhaps the most lethal. But if peace does not come quickly, we will go after those other targets.
The president also warned Tehran against carrying out retaliatory attacks against the U.S. Meanwhile, Israel has upped their alert level to critical in anticipation of Iran's follow-up attacks on their soil. The BBC's Joe Flotto is in Jerusalem and explains what that looks like.
The Israeli authorities have upped their level of public threat alert here. It's gone back to a critical alert, meaning that people can only carry out essential activities. So restaurants are now closed again. People can't gather in large groups, larger than eight people. And I guess everywhere in the Middle East, but in particular Israel, is now bracing for what may be a very swift retribution from Iran.
Nearly 150 million Americans were under a heat advisory, but it's not over. More than half the population faces potentially dangerous conditions from Denver to D.C., with likely record-breaking heat and humidity. CBS's Ali Bauman has more.
Extreme heat for tens of millions from the Midwest to the East Coast.
I hope my AC stays intact.
It's one of the most expansive heat alerts ever. Big cities like New York will bear the brunt.
This is not your run-of-the-mill hot summer week. This is so unusual for all of us.
Three people are dead after severe weather hit the rural community of Enderlin, North Dakota, late Friday night. Cass County Sheriff Jess Jahar spoke about the damage to the home where two of the victims were found.
The storm was still active when they responded, and it was very dangerous. And to come across a scene of people that they're familiar with is a difficult situation, especially when we have loss of life.
Parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin were also impacted by severe weather late Friday. Pro-Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil is now free after 104 days in ICE detention. He returned home Saturday afternoon to reunite with his wife and newborn son. CBS News New York, L. McLogan reports.
Mahmoud Khalil beamed as he pushed his baby stroller toward cheers from friends awaiting his arrival at Newark Airport.
Your words of support, your messages have kept me going.
Khalil's months-long detention at an ICE facility in Louisiana came.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-931-3030. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-931-3030. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-931-3030.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
High School Long Island has 15 sets of twins in its graduating class.
They are all fraternal twins at Plainview Old Bethpage John F. Kennedy High. The 2015 graduating class had 10 sets of twins. Principal Heather Dvorak.
There's got to be something in the water.
Many of the duos, like Allison and Samantha Perrin, will be splitting up for the first time and attending different colleges.
I'm excited to be on my own. Me too.
Amanda Brake will be happy to have her own wardrobe at college.
Sharing clothes is the big one. She steals all my clothes all the time.
Principal Dvorak will need a scorecard again in the fall. The incoming freshman class will have 9 sets of twins. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
At the box office this weekend, How to Train Your Dragon rules again as Elio scored the lowest opening in Pixar history with a paltry $9 million. The film cost over $150 million to produce. Zombie sequel, 28 years later, came in second place with over $30 million. Cooper Lawrence.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Extreme heat warning through the weekend, a low only in the upper 70s tonight and mostly clear. Hot, humid, hazy for tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s, heat index triple digits. Some storms on Monday, staying hot with highs in the mid 90s. Currently it's 87.
Well, I'm flying across the land, trying to get a hand, playing in a traveling band. Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
W-R-J-N.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake 'em down.
But no child of mine will be bearing the name of shame. I've been wearing a child.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you think you know the story behind Summerfest, you may be surprised to learn this. Summerfest didn't start on Milwaukee's lakeshore. Opening to the booms from an air show, the 9-day event in July of 1968 also included car races, soccer matches, and of course, music of all sorts. It was held at more than 35 different locations across the city. Research shows the first several years didn't make money, but rather than give up, organizers moved everything to what had been a 15-acre Cold War missile site and airport along Lake Michigan. This big decision to find a permanent site in the 1970s grew to what's known as the Big Gig, and now runs the next 3 weekends, noon to midnight. More history and information right here next week, and event details at summerfest.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Hey, pule, pule. Watch it now, watch it. Here it come, here it come. Watch it now, he gets you. About a thing she saw.
And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
Yeah.
keep a wearing your bracelets.
Just take your glasses.
WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
a sugar and spice. I feel nice, a sugar and spice.
Still ahead.
long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
J-N.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill. Where your things start new lives.
WRJN.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way.
wanna stop.
Stop.
And thank you, baby.
Baby.
I wanna stop.
Stop.
And thank you, baby. Without you in my life, everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The U.S. military struck three sites in Iran, inserting itself into Israel's war aimed at destroying the country's nuclear program. President Donald Trump said Iran's key nuclear sites were completely and fully obliterated in what he called a spectacular military success.
The U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime, Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan.
Initially, President Trump had announced via his social media platform that the U.S. had attacked Iran, saying warplanes dropped a full payload of bombs on the Fordo nuclear site. CBS News Middle East reporter Courtney Keeley was following.
It really is a wait and see to see how Iran retaliates for the strike on their nuclear plants and what retaliation that is, and whether it drags the U.S. further into this, or this is something that the U.S. can do as a one-off.
A brutal heat wave is in the forecast across the eastern United States and is expected to bring